The transaction between the organisation and the customer must be correctly recorded in the accounting records of the business. In this example, we're looking at the revenue system, which means that the objective of controls in the system is to ensure invoices are accurately recorded in the individual customer accounts in the revenue ledger. Controls over the processing of invoices, such as batch totals, where invoices are input in batches and the total of the batch is agreed with the total of the inputs, will help ensure that the value of the invoices have been correctly recorded. But this is only one part of fulfilling the objective. The other part is that invoices must be recorded in the correct customer accounts. Regular reconciliations of the revenue ledger control account and the individual customer account balance will help address this control objective. As accountants, we know that transactions should be recorded in the correct accounting period. So, how do we address the risk that a sale ends up in the wrong period? To ensure that revenue is recorded in the right accounting period, an appropriate person should review dispatch notes and invoices around the period end to check that they've been recorded in the correct accounting period.